On a rather rainy day in County Tyrone, we're standing in a very warm, dry shed. And in this little stable here, we've got two grey donkeys. Just next door, there are two brown and grey ones. And we've got how many altogether here, Marie?
In this yard, there's 70 donkeys in total. That's the older donkeys. We're looking at one donkey here, and she's exactly 36 years of age.
Overall, how many have you got?
We have 170 in total.
They're all absolutely adorable. And I think that's the problem, isn't it? Because people during the boom years bought donkeys as pets, and now they're finding that perhaps money's getting tight? Or
yes, there was a lot of breeding going on 7, 8, 10 years ago. Donkeys were making huge prices. I remember seeing donkeys making £1,500. There's not just the same amount of money around as what there was, and this in turn now has affected the donkey. We are bombarded this past 2 to 3 years with abandonments. We have collected so many donkeys that people have abandoned on roadsides and quarries and forestries. We're bringing in donkeys that's just in a terrible state.
What's the saddest case you've come across?
Oh, goodness, unfortunately, there's so many. We've brought in quite a few donkeys where the hooves have become so long and have twisted that they have put a lot of pressure and strain on the tendons and the donkey's legs. And there has been cases whenever we bring in the donkeys, there's too much damage has been done and the donkeys have to be put to sleep.
You've had to put donkeys down,
yes,
because of the neglect of,
yes,
their owners?
Yes, that really is appalling. And we do try to nurse them back to good health the best that we can.
Of course, the weather today is appalling. It's pouring outside, and that's another problem, because if you don't have a stable for a donkey, it suffers, doesn't it? Especially in the winter.
Yes, very much. So the donkey's coats aren't waterproof, so the donkey does need shelter all year round. They can take a condition called a rain scald and mud fever on their legs, on their ears, and the back. And this is caused just by wet conditions. And it's a very, very painful condition for donkeys.
Tell me about the stories of some of the donkeys you have in here.
Here's Jack and Riley. That was two donkeys that were abandoned in County Fermanagh. As you can see, they're both a little underweight. So they're also in getting Pacific feed to promote weight gain also.
How long ago did you pick them up?
Or? They were brought in 3 months ago.
And they're still recovering?
They're still recovering, yes.
Is Jack the darker one of the two there?
Yes, Jack's the dark one.
Yeah, lovely and black, really, and these amazing ears. I mean, they're just fantastic. So we're being greeted by the reception committee here. That's six of them coming out of the shed to see us. And we're going inside now, and it's lovely and warm in here.
So we have Ted here, and Daisy, and Nelly. They all have their own individual names.
And all the noses are coming forward just to check if there's anything delectable.
Anything nice to eat. A lot of these donkeys here, as you can see, are all very quiet. We would train a lot of donkeys for potential foster home. So, he's trying to grab my coat. Yeah, we would place a pair of donkeys out to potential foster owners. Our requirements are 1 acre of ground with a stable which the donkey has access to all year round and a hard standing. So basically we will place a pair of donkeys to the potential foster home owners. They're free of charge. However, the foster home owners are required to attend a training course before they receive the donkeys. And then they will receive visits 2 to 3 times a year from their welfare officer.
Do you get people taking you up on that?
Yes, we do. We have 185 foster homes in Ireland at the moment. But because we have so many donkeys here, we are currently looking for more foster homes.